The Mass Tech Collaborative, in its annual Innovation Index, says we need to do a better job of attracting talent with a strong mix of hard and soft skills. In other words, someone who can code but is also culturally savvy, even bilingual, and can easily adapt in a team setting. Pamela Goldberg, CEO of Mass Tech Collaborative, says it's a characteristic she looks for in candidates.
I think that some of the skills about being able to be collaborative, to work in a team, I often talk about looking for people who have played sports.
Some schools, like Mass Bay Community College, have embraced the team approach. On the school's Wellesley campus, students are working together to create an e-commerce site. They come from four different classes and bring different skill sets. Professor Suzanne Steiger-Escobar says the intent is to mimic the startup environment.
The students are just learning what it means to be a web developer, a web designer, a project manager, or a digital imager. So the idea of having the four courses together is a way for them to learn what the different roles are.
Computer programming major Mike Ferranti is collaborating with two students from graphic and web design.
Background more in developing and the back-end things, what makes a website function. So working together with Talia and Veronica, they're more on the creative end of things and more involved with the graphic design and the site design. It'd be a good experience to learn more about that and get a more well-rounded feel for web development.
That's the cross-disciplinary approach that Mass Tech's Pamela Goldberg is talking about.
Because I don't think any one person should be tasked with finding the pathway to a solution. So collaborative solutions tend to be better than solo solutions. So that's definitely a key. And so I look for people who know how to be collaborative.
In addition to suggesting the state attract more well-rounded talent, the Mass Tech study also issues a warning.
Other states are learning some of our tricks, if you will. And so they're accelerating faster than we are. So we have to figure out ways to keep our edge, and that's difficult.
The index shows we're still ahead in robotics, big data, and biotech, but states like Illinois, Minnesota, and Ohio are gaining speed in areas like manufacturing technology. John Barrett of Cook Associates, an executive recruiter, says Massachusetts is stuck on doing things a certain way.
Investors sometimes here are a little bit more reluctant to take a chance on a really revolutionary idea. I think it's part of that Yankee heritage. It's part of that. There's a little bit of a risk aversion, a little bit of a conservatism that is a little bit wary of new ideas, somewhat.
Barrett also says Massachusetts' non-compete laws hinder growth. It's common practice for tech companies to have employees sign an agreement which prohibits them from immediately working for a competitor after leaving. He says the emphasis should be on fostering more, not less, communication among companies.
Whether it's events, whether it's meetups around town, just collaboration, communication, there's a lot of built-up friction in this town that probably needs to be torn down a little bit so that ideas start flowing and people and capital starts flowing.
Finally, the new study suggests the state needs to find a way to keep startup companies here instead of leaving after a few years.
So if you think about the household name, large tech companies, they're all Silicon Valley or West Coast companies. And there are a number of companies that have been acquired by larger companies. And it does seem that that's a trend in Massachusetts that we're looking to reverse.
Retaining quality talent is key to doing just that, according to the Innovation Index. Additional talent brings in capital and opportunities for growth. Growth that the Mass Tech Collaborative hopes to expand to the South Shore and other parts of the state. But Goldberg says this can only happen if more businesses and colleges collaborate, so students learn both hard and soft skills before entering the real world. Christina Quinn, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.